My guest at this time is scientist, environmentalist, and author Leighton Stewart, considered an expert by many people on the issue of climate change or global warming, an issue that he says needs much more scrutiny, in which he's very skeptical of the mainstream arguments on climate change. He's also the author of the book Fire, Ice, and Paradise. And Mr. Stewart, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, Greg. Happy to be here.
Well, it's great to have you with us. One of the things we want to get your thoughts on today is this issue of a United Nations Climate Change Fund, a Green Climate Fund, as they call it. And it looks as though the United States is expected to be one of the major contributors here. And from what we're hearing, the Obama administration seems relatively receptive to that. Explain for our listeners how this fund got started as an idea, even though it's not completely implemented yet, and what the purpose of it is.
Well, it got started with our administration and the environmental community. They have assumed that the carbon dioxide, which the United States has been putting in the atmosphere since the Industrial Revolution, and we were the number one country up until recently, that it has really been causing problems around the earth. Now, if anybody goes back and looks at what the agricultural community has done in the way of thousands of studies on carbon dioxide's effect on the plant kingdom, they will find out that we're getting ready to have to pay those countries for having sent them the best airborne fertilizer in existence, which is carbon dioxide. We all learned in the fourth grade that carbon dioxide is what the plants eat. So, Greg, this makes no sense at all. We're going to pay them for having given them more food all these years? Makes no sense.
What is the money ostensibly for?
It's for repatriations or damages, I guess, we've caused by putting CO2 in the atmosphere that has affected their climate. Well, that's a whole different issue on whether it has affected the climate or not. And I am convinced, after looking at thousands, millions of years of empirical evidence, that carbon dioxide has had very little impact on the climate. That's empirical evidence, real evidence from looking at Earth's past temperature and CO2 relationships. All of these catastrophic forecasts are coming from man-made models, and the modelers have a huge incentive to keep this issue going because that's where they're getting their big funding. There are a lot of people that are actually at that trough. As I think a Princeton professor quoted Pushkin. Pushkin said, "Where there is a trough, there will be pigs." And boy, we have a trough now, and the money is pouring out of the government to try to prove that man-made CO2 is the problem. I wish they'd spend some of that money on the other 20 climate drivers, natural climate drivers, and find out what they're contributing, because even if they come up with a figure of what man-made CO2 might cause in the way of a rise in temperature, which is actually minuscule, they won't have anything to compare it against. Well, what difference did the ocean currents make? The sun's intensity, its magnetic variations on the earth, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, it's very frustrating to see what has occurred here.
What's the incentive for the UN? Obviously, we've had that intergovernmental panel on climate change. We're seeing the effort, at least, to create this green climate fund. Why is there such an incentive to go down this road, do you think, for them?
Well, because of the 194 countries, I think, that are down in South Africa talking about this, or were just there, 172 of them would be on the receiving end of this money. So there's a great deal of interest on the part of these parties, which make up this big UN body, to try to get the money flowing from ourselves and Europe and, you know, the Western developed countries. It will just be a windfall for them. And also, our administration is behind this and says, gee, we owe them this money, and so let's do it. It makes no sense.
And
it doesn't. We've given them more food all these years. I know a lot of them are in bad shape, but they'd be in worse shape if we had not been putting additional fertilizer in the atmosphere for them.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Okay, thank you, Greg.
Leighton Stewart is a geologist, environmentalist, author, retired energy industry executive. He's now the head of the organization Plants Need CO2, and he's the author of Fire, Ice, and Paradise. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.